With a country divided, the republic at risk, and morality being redefined, it's time to gather round the campfire, get back to basics, and spark the revival that this country so desperately needs. This is the American Campfire Revival with Kirk Cameron.
2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people will humble themselves and pray, some of you know this, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, there's those three conditions. Humble themselves and pray, seek God, and turn from our wicked ways, he says, then I will hear their prayers, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. And that's what we so desperately need to do. And that's why I thought it would be great for us to talk about this subject that's been on my mind and on my heart a lot lately. Sin, repentance, and forgiveness. Now, these are pretty churchy words, I admit. And I usually don't like to try to sound too religious when I'm talking about this stuff. But if you've ever been wounded and hurt deeply by another person, then you've been sinned against. If you've ever had a guilty conscience knowing that you have attacked someone unjustly, that you have gone after someone and you've thrown them under the bus in order to protect your own ego or to flex your authority or your dominating personality in order to make you feel less insecure about yourself, then you know what sin is all about. I don't have to explain it to you. I certainly understand what it's about. And the most important thing that we could ever learn in relationships, I found out after 30 years of marriage, is the lesson of forgiveness. I entered into a relationship with God when I turned from my pride and my ego and my selfishness and my rebellion, and I surrendered to God, admitting my faults and wrongs, and he granted me forgiveness upon my repentance. That is, not just saying I'm sorry, but literally turning from my rebellion and selfishness and pride. And moving in the opposite direction from the way I was moving. That's the door through which I find the treasure of forgiveness. And it works the same way in relationships with our husband, with our wife, with our friends. I wrote down some notes here from a friend of mine, Jay, over there at Everyday Talk 24/7. And he was just spot on when he was talking about forgiveness is only understood when we first understand the damage that sin does. What good is mercy and forgiveness if there's nothing to forgive? If it's just something that's just handed out unconditionally, sort of like, you know, hey, I'm sorry, forgive me, and boom, there you go. It's just sort of like a genie in a bottle. God just dispenses forgiveness. It sort of cheapens it, right? To understand the beauty and value of forgiveness, we first have to understand that it actually hinges upon repentance. And what is repentance? If it's not an I'm sorry, what is repentance? And then the root of the whole thing, of course, is repenting of what? Which is sin. So the root that is feeding the whole tree that need of sin that needs to be cut down is what we want to talk about. We want to talk about the root of sin, and then we can understand repentance, and then we can understand the value of forgiveness. So, sin is not a popular idea. Like I said, it's a little bit of a religious word. Some people want to define it as missing the mark, like it's an archery term, and it may be a term that's used in archery, but the true definition of sin is violation of the law of God. That's the biblical definition. That's the true definition. And that's why sin is wrong, is because it's a violation of God's law. And now God has all kinds of laws. Imagine the laws of gravity, the laws of physics. You don't break God's laws. God's laws break you. You can jump off the top of a 10-story building and say, I don't believe in the law of gravity. Well, it doesn't matter whether you believe in it or not. You're still going to splat when you hit the ground. You don't break God's laws. They break you when you violate them. And it, applies to the moral laws that God gives as well. So, if we want to understand relationships with God and we want to understand our relationships with one another, we first need to understand what sin is and how serious it is. Otherwise, we'll cheapen forgiveness. So what is it? Well, relationally with God, sin is, first of all, a violation of the law of God. It's a violation of knowing God and loving God. Sin is a rejection of the authority of God in my life. It's me saying to God, hey, whoa, you stay back. Okay, back up, God. This is not your area. You can talk to me about, you know, maybe my language or my church life, whatever. But when it comes over here to my personal, private world where I don't want you coming in unless you're invited, this is my domain. You stay back. That is rejecting God's authority in your life, and it could be anywhere. It could be any part of your life. It could be your work. It could be your secret private thought life. It could be the things that you do when nobody's watching. It could be relationships. Anywhere that you reject God's authority of that area of your life and you tell him, I got this, I don't want you involved, that is sin. Because God's given you your life and breath and everything else, and he exercises his authority in every area of my life, not just the ones that I want him in. Also, sin is dishonoring Jesus' sacrifice. For those of you who value what Jesus did on the cross as precious, when we sin against God and we reject his authority, we're also rejecting the sacrifice that Jesus made when he died on the cross to forgive us of that sin, to pay the price and the penalty for our rebellion and sin, to give us life.
Hey guys, it's Kirk here. Did you know that another option to traditional insurance even exists out there? I get that it may come as a surprise, since we're so conditioned to think traditional insurance is our only option, but that's simply not true. My family has been using Christian Healthcare Ministries over the last several years, and I cannot recommend them enough to other like-minded believers looking to do things differently than what we've been told to do. CHM is the faith-based alternative to insurance. And most importantly, with CHM, we know that our money is going to help other fellow Christians when they're in need. And this is how we like to steward our dollars when it comes to healthcare. Are you tired of your healthcare the same old way and want to do things the better way? I highly recommend you start by checking out CHM and see if this is an option that could work for your family's healthcare. It does for ours. It's not harder, but it's different in the best way. Learn more today by visiting chministries.org/Kirk Cameron. Again, that's chministries.org/Kirk Cameron.
Spitting on the flag would be disrespectful. Stepping on the Constitution would be dishonoring to our country. But sinning against God is, as the Bible puts it, trampling the blood of Christ, the sacrifice of Jesus, under your feet. Sin is serious relationally with God. And it also grieves the heart of God, the Spirit of God. And that's an amazing concept to me. Think that that God in all of his beauty and all of his majesty and all of his power and all of his sovereignty is not so impenetrable, if I could say it that way, like the stainless steel fire pit that I have here that is impervious to the rain. It's impervious to the elements in that it won't rust. God is not impervious that way. He allows himself to be affected by us relationally and says that his spirit is grieved when we sin against him. Isn't that interesting? And sin breaks our trust with God. it violates the covenant relationship that we have with God. And now, that's relationship with God. In a relationship with people, here's what sin does there. First of all, sin does violence against the people that you sin against. People who are made in the image of God. This is a son of God or a daughter of the king. This is somebody's daughter. This is somebody's son. This is somebody's brother or sister. And sin is a violent act. It does damage. It wounds people deeply and results in a broken spirit. And that person injured by my sin, by lying, by stealing, by thoughtless words, manipulation, deception, control, out of control anger, adultery, unfaithfulness. It wounds that person. And when you think about physical injury, like if you cut my arm deeply, it would require a lot of intensive care and time for it to heal. There would be a rehabilitation process that would be necessary to heal that. In fact, my mom just had her knee repaired. She had surgery. And she has quite a long time of rehabilitation in order to be able to use that knee again. If she shortcuts the rehabilitation process, it's not going to allow the healing to take place properly, and it's going to get worse. In fact, it'll cause more damage if you take shortcuts through this healing and rehabilitation process. And the same holds with relational injury. So those of you who have been injured deeply by somebody, you know just what I'm talking about, right? Sin inflicted on people requires intensive care and time for things to heal. A rehabilitation process, because the wounds and the injuries are deep. And there are relational consequences for the sins that we commit. And you know, the closer we are to the person that we sin against, the deeper the injury and the worse the damage, because we've let that person into our heart. It's serious when we wound one another. And if you've been injured deeply, you know just what I'm talking about. And it's not enough just for somebody to say, "Hey, I'm sorry. So you're just supposed to forgive me. And now I'll pray for you," if you can't find it in your heart to do that. That's not repentance. That simply shortchanges God and tries to minimize the damage that is done by my sin. And it shortchanges our relationship. When a lie is told and it is lived out over a long period of time, it does tremendous damage. And intensive care needs to take place for healing to happen, for both the person who's been sinned against and the person doing the sinning. And I want to talk about what that intensive care looks like tomorrow night. We're going to deal with the extent of the damage that sin does, not only to our relationship with God, but our relationship to one another. And then we're going to deal with the need to understand what repentance is so that we can find access to genuine forgiveness. And I'm going to talk to you more and more about the refreshing properties of repentance and what that is. It's so much more than just saying, "I'm sorry." It's so much more than just being sorry that you got caught. It is refreshing, and it leads to genuine repentance, genuine forgiveness. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the American Campfire Revival Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. If you'd like to learn more and join the movement, visit kirkcameron.com.